got a really good relationship with the school. So we've been here for 5 or 6 years now, where we've actually sort of initially came in to deliver a couple of one-off after-school clubs. From that, we've obviously built up a really nice rapport of sort of activities and a repertoire of sort of a weekly schedule, where every day we sort of come in at lunchtime for an hour, and a couple of coaches actually go onto the playground, or if there's bad weather, we use one of the halls inside, where we deliver a wide range of physical activity, multi-sports really. We promote these within the school, sort of on the notice boards, from consultation with the children, asking them what they want to do and what they want to achieve. A typical sort of week really could be sort of Monday, looking at sort of ball skills, hand-eye coordination. But all the activities, we work well with sort of the lunchtime supervisors in terms of setting up an area, engaging with anyone that sort of wants to come and take part. And it's not just sort of games that we play. We have like a skill school alongside, so they actually do the activities where it's a game situation, but we pull people out and work with them on the side and looking at sort of techniques, things to improve on, different positioning, different striking, different passing techniques, whole range of skills. Also looking at your sort of key skills as well, your communication, your leadership, working within a team, being able to take instructions and so on. And we do find, obviously, sort of the lunchtime sort of period, we are being used as really a way of engaging with these children, rather than sort of leaving to their own devices to sort of maybe get up to mischief or sort of not be involved in any activity. And sort of from the numbers you see with the activities taking part, it's been hugely successful, which again, that's probably led on to the additional activities that we've done within the school, things like the Zumba, which is a sort of very in-date sort of activity where Shani comes in and delivers a lunchtime Zumba activity where the predominantly girls at the moment, we're trying to get some lads in there as well. We also, you heard and visited earlier, the Learning Mentor Programme, which is working with 3 or 4 of the year fours that are sort of struggling within the classroom environment, but also sort of got an interest within sport, and they obviously take part in our lunchtime activity. They've sort of built up a good rapport with the coaches, a bit of a sort of an idol, a bit of a role model situation going on, where the actual coaches come in and they sort of work with these children in terms of issues that they've had communicated from the teachers, whether it be a bit of bullying, not paying attention in class, maybe some troubles out of school, and really sort of addressing those issues and sort of the rights and wrongs, and for these children and young people to understand what they're doing and the consequences for them to do, and obviously putting them right. And sort of the feedback we've had for the first couple of terms delivery has been, there's been mass improvements for these guys and girls who are working with the coaches on a one-to-one basis.